beautiful patriotic bursting lights in the night sky or trouble with a capital T packed tight in a tube. It's all how you look at them, or rather how courts look at fireworks. There's a bit of judicial disagreement over the Independence Day staple. Fireworks can be an ultra-hazardous activity or not, depending on the jurisdiction. The outcome becomes very important to those injured when fireworks misfire. People like Danny and Marion Klein of Washington State. One July 4th, they attended a fireworks display at a fairgrounds. A shell misfired and exploded near them. The explosion burned Mr. Klein and damaged his eyes. All the evidence exploded, too, so no one really knew what went wrong. Ordinarily, that would be a big problem for a plaintiff. Without the ability to prove who was at fault or what happened, the Kleins would see any chance of a negligence lawsuit go up in smoke. But the Kleins sued the fireworks company anyway and won on strict liability grounds. They convinced the court that a fireworks display is an ultra-hazardous, abnormally dangerous activity, like blasting or hauling large amounts of gasoline. Plaintiffs in such cases don't need to prove negligence, only that they were injured. Once they do that, the company is held strictly liable, and the only thing left for a jury to decide is how much money the plaintiffs are due as compensation for their injuries. But what's law in Washington isn't necessarily law in other states. Take Illinois. 7 years ago, an Illinois appellate court found explicitly that fireworks displays are not abnormally dangerous, meaning that any plaintiff would need to prove what went wrong. That case involved two families injured at a fireworks display in suburban Chicago. The court used much the same reasoning as did the Klein court, but reached a different outcome. Both courts looked to general tort law for guidance. Usually, judges consider six factors when they determine whether an activity is abnormally dangerous and due strict liability. 1, whether there's a high risk that someone will get hurt. 2, how serious the harm would be. 3, whether reasonable care would eliminate the risk. 4, how common the activity is. 5, whether the activity occurred in an appropriate place. And 6, the activity's value to the community versus its dangerousness. Both courts agreed that there's a high risk of harm during fireworks displays and that it's likely that the harm will be great should something go awry. They also both agreed that the locales for the fireworks displays, a fairgrounds and a park, were perfectly fine, and that communities place a high value on fireworks displays despite their danger. But the courts differed on whether using reasonable care eliminates the inherent risk involved. Illinois said yes, Washington said no. And they disagreed on whether fireworks displays are common. Illinois said yes, because many people go to see them. Washington State said no, because not too many people actually shoot off the big fireworks themselves. So in the end, the Washington court found fireworks displays an abnormally dangerous activity due strict liability, and the Illinois court did not. In fact, the Illinois court chided the Washington court for being the only one in the nation to find ultra-hazardousness in 4th of July festivities. But somehow that seems appropriate. A bit of judicial independence for Independence Day. I'm Amy Guyton.